Right.
Ready?
What are we talking about?
Get started right now then. What's going on, people? Welcome to a brand new episode of Keep You 30 Podcast. We're here at the Pavilion School in Whetstone. For those that don't know, the podcast is all about helping up schools all around the UK, as many students as possible with their mental health, talk about future ambitions, what they have to work towards, what they're good at, talk about world topics and so much more. The Pavilion is a wicked school in Whetstone, which helps kids that have been expelled from different schools for different reasons. But these kids are absolutely amazing. And today we're here with Kerry and Shannon. How are you both doing?
Hello. Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all good. Thank you. How are you both doing? Had a good week?
It's been long.
Has it?
Long.
Tiring.
Oh, what's the long and tiring about it?
Got excluded yesterday.
Excluded yesterday?
Yeah,
for what?
I'll say this.
Yeah, of course you can.
Got excluded yesterday for kicking a mannequin head at Rachel.
Did you actually kick the mannequin head at Rachel,
like,
did you?
A child.
And then this morning I came in school for a meeting with my mum. They showed my mum the CCTV.
Where was it? What, in the playground or
it
here?
Was literally like down the corridor. But it was an accident.
How was it an accident if you kicked a mannequin head at her?
Listen, I do stupid stuff in it. But yeah, I didn't come in Tuesday. I got sent home Tuesday because I weren't feeling well. I didn't come in Wednesday.
I've been in, is it twice this week? I come in Monday. No, yeah. Did I come in Monday or was it Tuesday?
No, you came in Monday, yeah.
I came in Monday and I've come in today.
Brilliant.
But that's a big thing for me because this morning I come in at 9 o'clock, and I never ever come in at 9 o'clock. I'm always in at like 11. So
is
that's
it?
A big step for me.
That is a big step.
Yep. And I've actually been staying in all my lessons. I haven't like been walking out my lessons or anything. Like, I've been actually doing work.
That's brilliant.
And I've never touched a piece of work in my life of being at school.
Really?
So
how comes?
That's a big thing for
that
me.
That is a big thing.
Yeah. I think that's why I took 2 days off as well, because I think that was a big thing, a big step for me, from me actually doing my work on Monday. Mm. So I took 2 days off and now I'm in again.
That's brilliant. Proud of you. Well done.
Thank you.
Pleasure. What's that, sorry?
I think the week's just dragged.
Yeah.
But everyone
it's
has,
one of
them
weeks where you had to take a couple of days off and just prepare yourself for next week.
Yeah, how long did you get expelled for?
I only got sent home. I wasn't allowed to go on a school trip. We were supposed to go on a school trip. I got
Oh, really? Whereabouts was the trip?
We were supposed to go watch some theatre play. They still went, but I got sent home.
Is
it's
it?
Fine. I went home and got straight in bed. Fine,
fine. What was the play? Like, was it local around here or like, down central
was,
somewhere?
I think it was in Islington.
Is it?
Where I'm from, yeah.
Is it? Oh, that's where you're from,
bit
is
weird.
It?
Weird, yeah.
Well, going back to your end to come
literally
back here again.
But I never went, so I wasn't in.
How come you didn't go?
I just didn't end up going in school that day. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long have you both been here for now?
I've actually been in Pavilion. Not Pavilion, but yeah. I got kicked out of school at the beginning of year eight. So then I went to a college, got kicked out of there, and then went to Meadway and then come here. Mm. So altogether, I've been kicked out of school for 3 years. And been,
really?
In pre-education.
So you're in year 11 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you finding year 11 here?
To be fair, nothing's really actually changed because, like, I haven't been doing work, if you know what I mean. Like, nothing's actually changed for me. It's just my mindset's a bit different now. Mm. Like, I'm not going to be messing around like I'm a little kid. Like, I need to get stuff done.
That's brilliant. How about you? When did you actually join here?
I got kicked out at the start of year 10.
Year 10. So start you're year 11 as well?
She was a late one.
I was a late bloomer.
But yeah, I got kicked out at the end of year 10.
Is
and
it?
Came here.
Now,
and
school?
Then I got sent back to mainstream school from
here. Yeah.
And then got sent back.
Fair enough. Like, what school were you at before?
Compton.
Compton. So I saw like Finchley, that one, right? And have you yourself?
I went to a school in Islington called EGA Elizabeth Gay Anderson.
Okay.
To be fair, they weren't a strict school. Like, you, it wasn't like, so other mainstream schools, like, yeah, like the dress sense and like, it was so strict in other schools. In my school, it wasn't strict at all. Like, it wasn't as strict as other schools, but I still didn't last a year.
Really?
So, yeah.
Like, what was it about sort of mainstream schools that you both didn't quite like or
I
match with you? What was it about?
Mainstream schools never got on ever since I was in year seven.
Yeah, like, what was it about? Was it like how the whole system worked, like with the teachers and the students?
You know what
or?
It is? I feel like every child individual is, they learn, it's everyone learns differently. Mm. Everyone has a way of learning, and my way of learning wasn't sitting down and actually learning. My way of learning was more, like, I was nosy. Like, I'd want to see what was going on
yeah.
around the school and, like, I don't know, I felt like when I would sit down and do like an actual piece of work, it was a lot of stress for me.
Mm.
Like I'd get frustrated and, you know, so that my way of working wasn't actual physical, wasn't actually actual work learning.
Yeah.
My way of learning was actually doing stuff, you know, like physical.
Yeah. See, I'm like, I'm exactly like you. Like, I hated school, hated it. I'm a teacher now, but I hate your school, right?
Make that make sense, right?
Because I felt like they would force you to learn a certain way, like learn my way or not any way at all. I mean, was that the same for you, do you feel?
Exactly. Like, and that's how I felt. And coming into these sort of schools, like the Pro, you get to learn how you want to learn or how you find it easier to learn. And I think that's so much better because it puts less stress onto a child and it makes them learn better because, like, they're learning how they want to learn.
Of course.
Because at the end of the day, it's only your future that you're affecting. It's not your own. It's not anyone else's. It's your own.
Yeah.
So. And in mainstream schools as well, it's very pen to paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very uncertain, like, you've got to sit down at your desk and you've got to write.
And, like, things could be going on at home. So, like, when I'm going into my mainstream lessons and maybe I want to speak to my friend about something quickly. Yeah, okay, cool. It's not the right place in the wrong time. But, you know, like, the teachers don't take that into consideration, you know? Like, in these sort of schools, they understand everything.
Mm.
And every single teacher in Pavilion understands everything. Why you're doing that certain thing or why you behave that sort of way in that certain time or, you know, like, it's much more understanding. I feel like I'm heard here.
Yeah.
In mainstream schools, you don't feel like you're heard. You just feel like
you're just one of a thousand people.
One of a thousand people and you got all follow the same steps.
All in the same uniform. Yeah.
Same uniform.
No individuality there.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Because I feel like even when the way I was taught was I would teach the way you would learn. So, like you said, you were like a curious learner. You were like, want to pop in, like, what are you doing? Oh, and you want to actually do it.
Yeah.
I would teach that way. Like, okay, you learn by podcasts or you watch by videos or you watch by music. I'm going to teach it that way. Mm. But a lot of the time, they would actually force me to teach in a different way, which is why I got annoyed and left. Was that the same for you? Like, you felt like they would force you to learn a different way. You didn't quite like it at all.
Mm. I mean, when you're in a classroom with 30 children, and, like, I know they say put your hand up and we'll help you, but, like, it's that really... Does anybody really want to put their hand up in a classroom with 30 people and say, I don't understand this or I don't understand that or I need extra help with this? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
One thing that frustrated me more about Thingy was... Like, I had a lot going on at home when I was in mainstream school. Like, so in year seven, a lot was going on at home that the teachers were aware of.
Mm.
And no one took that in consideration of how I felt about it. And, like, sometimes I'd want a five-minute break outside the class and, like, my teacher wouldn't let me. And that was a big thing for me. And I'd call my sister or, like, my mum. And then they'd call the school, like, going mad. Like, let my daughter have a five-minute break. Mm. Like, she's going through a lot at the moment. And the last thing she needs is for you to tell her she ain't allowed a five-minute break.
Yeah.
So, that was one thing that frustrated me a lot because they kept saying no, no, no. But, like, even the certain teachers that had spoke to my sister or my mum would still be saying no after actually speaking to my mum, like, just to piss me off. And then I'd actually start arguing with them and then I'd cause friction and that that'd cause me getting in trouble.
Yeah.
When actually I was just trying to be heard and, you know, go out for 5 minutes. Like, let me have a 5 minute break.
And also what I don't think schools realise was, we were talking about this morning, is that when they're calling home and saying they've been doing this, that and that, they're causing more problems at home.
Yeah.
They're bringing the problems that they should be dealing with in school just by calling a parent. And just as anything simple as calling someone's mum, that could cause murders at home.
Yeah.
Like, that could cause such arguments.
Like, there's parents out there that we'll have a go at you for it.
Of course it is. I mean, would you both prefer, say, smaller classes as well? Would you that would help as well?
Yeah, they've put me on my own now. I'm not allowed with any other students.
What, here at Pavilion?
Yeah.
So you're on your own?
Yeah, I'm on my own.
Do you prefer, by yourself as well?
Or I think they've done it because that's the only way I can learn.
Really?
That is the only way I can learn. Otherwise, if I'm in a room, this is where schools over the years have, like, sort of messed up with me because they never see that I can't work in a room full of kids. Like, I get distracted way too easily. I can't even be in a room working with another kid next to me, just like one kid.
Really?
I might not even know you. I might have never even seen you before, but it's still like, I'm the sort of person where I need my head to be very cleared when I do my work.
Yeah.
And none of the schools ever, like, no, they noticed it, but they never helped. Like, they never ever tried helping me with it or putting me to a one-to-one. Oh yeah, they've only just done it this year, year 11, thanks hard, like,
year of GCSE fast. Yeah, I think I'm a bit late now. But,
A bit late now.
Yeah, but this is why...
But better late than ever.
Okay, yeah, because I've always loved education and knowledge, I'm obsessed with it, right, but it kind of, I hated it when I was at school though, because like you said, they wouldn't listen to you, or forced you to learn a certain way,
and you when like you're a teenager, minute,
yeah.
You know, teenagers, they act differently towards different things, like... Teenagers, they're more...
What is going on?
Something going on outside?
How come we can hear everything that's going on?
Because these are so sensitive, that's why. They can pick up literally everything.
They're picking up all of the sound.
Yeah. I know that I'm talking close to the mic, which is a lot louder, but you can hear literally everything, can't you? It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I think teenagers are much more challenging because when you hit that certain age, it's like... You're very defiant. You don't want to do.
You don't want to follow the rules.
Yeah.
You don't want to do this. You don't want to be bossed around. You want to be independent.
Yeah,
you want to do what you want.
Yeah.
But obviously, it don't always go like that.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't work for you in the future, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think teachers need to be more. They need to hear.
Understand them.
Understand it more.
Yeah. And I do feel like I've got that here, but I never had that for how many years? And that's why I'm so behind.
But it's all good them understanding us. Because we go to a Peru, but like with other children struggling that are still in a mainstream school.
Like there's kids something out there that go through things at home and they can't go into school because they can go into school, but they can't go into school to speak about it with their friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, lesson time, but you know, he might be feeling upset at that time.
Yeah, of course.
Like give him a 5-minute break outside. Everyone's human. We all feel things. You know, it's not fair.
Would you like kind of have that like implement some kind of mental health session as well in school? Like if you could like, go to someone and talk to them for like 5-10 minutes to get your things off
did
your chest,
you
would
you do that? Notice that in mainstream schools they didn't have any like mental health like lessons or like PSHE, that was about it, but they never spoke about mental health.
I never even had PSHE.
Yeah, really.
I only had PSHE when I came here.
Oh, just here?
No, I remember
they used PSHE to do like. Couple assemblies like oh, are you feeling anxious, are you feeling depressed, like yes,
yeah,
what are you gonna do about it? It's all good.
It's all good you standing up in front of 1,000 students and saying are you feeling anxious, you can come talk to us, but when they go to talk to you, you don't do nothing.
Was it that bad for you? Like they didn't really care. Like they say to you, you can come talk to us, but then when it comes to talking to them, they actually didn't take any care of you.
No,
I used to sit in the toilets and bunk off, and they used to think I was bunking off. I was sat in the toilets crying,
really,
because I wanted to go home. Because the teachers just
don't care,
wouldn't listen.
Really, that bad?
No, I remember one time I was bunking next to like the basically the assembly hall. It was quite weird, my old school actually. Like now I think about it, but I was sitting up at like the top of the stairs, and the only person that would be out at like at lesson time would be either the head teacher, the deputy head, or the toilet lady.
Yeah.
And the toilet lady kept walking around, and I was just standing sitting up there on my phone, and she's like, "Why are you not in your lesson?" And I was like, "Sorry," and I was like, I just like don't feel like it today. Like I feel really like frustrated and anxious. Like I don't want to go into my lesson. And then she went and got the head teacher, and the head teacher come and excluded me for it.
Really?
Yeah. So I wasn't heard. No one was like everything I had said has just gone out the window. It's just because I'm not in my lesson. That's all they cared about. Their school reputation.
God, I mean, this is a big reason why I'm doing that's all right. But this is a big reason why I'm doing the podcast, is to actually come down and talk to you guys.
Does this get filmed?
I want it to get filmed, actually, eventually.
Yeah.
We'll do eventually. When you're more comfortable, I can go and bring up some guys to film it as well, edit it afterwards. And would you like that?
Yeah.
Because that was the original plan, to actually get it filmed as well and do the podcast as well. Like, so there's extra content like YouTube and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. So the whole plan of this podcast to get it filmed, talk to as many students as possible to help them with their mental health. Talk to them, like, see how they learn and what their future ambitions are. And is there someone coming? No worries.
Oh, no, it's open.
You okay?
Yeah.
No worries, that's fine.
Don't be silly, miss. Don't be silly, Sarah.
We love Sarah.
But yeah, that was the original plan. So to come, people, how can people come down, film it? Mm-hmm. Or we could just talk about literally anything you want.
I think it's interesting that you're doing this with Prue kids. Yeah, because no, anything could go wrong.
No, but you know what?
Him speaking to us is completely different to him speaking to other kids in the Prue.
Mm.
Like, you see, we're not rude. Yeah, like,
me and Kerry, we're not rude at all.
Like,
not at all.
But I think that's because we were brought up differently. Like, I think we were brought up. Yeah. Not meaning anyone else has been brought up differently. No, but
we was brought
up. Our mums made sure that we would never ever like be disrespectful and rude.
Mm. Yeah. So same with me.
Yeah,
I just be respectful to people. I stick up for yourself, obviously, when you need to. But
have struggles, like
of course.
We both have struggles, but like we'd never take it out on anyone else.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of our good traits.
But what are we talking about again now? Just a minute ago, before we all did it. Like before Junior walked in.
Right,
let's go. Well, yeah, talk about you being expelled from school though, because of what happened when you were bunking off school when
teachers didn't really care about. For that, so they never heard, like they weren't focusing on the fact that I didn't want to go in my lesson because I was anxious and didn't want to go in there. Mm. They cared about me going in there, so they excluded me.
Wow, for how long?
They didn't
even permanently,
tell my mom
or
why? So obviously, I tell my mum everything. So my mum ended up knowing why, but she called the school and she was like, "So why did I have to find out from my daughter that the reason she got expelled was because she felt anxious and didn't want to go in her classroom. She don't care about her daughter's feelings, yeah. That'll be trying to tell me."
But another big thing though is the GCSE results as well. No one can tell me that schools at the end of the year when they get their overall like GCSE thing, if they need to get in my school, my old school, they needed to get the best GCSE results, to be the best.
Yeah.
The best school.
I know that comes in, it's a high achieving school, isn't it? So.
Yeah, so if they didn't see you passing your GCSE results, the easier option was to kick you out than to keep you in and try to teach you. Because if you're all them people that they kicked out, if they flopped their GCSEs, that's obviously going to bring it down lower, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised about how corrupt it all is as well.
No, I know obviously behind the scenes, I was a teacher, wasn't I, for years. I left in July because of how they would force you to teach in a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's what broke my heart. Because like you both were saying earlier, everyone learns in different ways. Not everyone learns the same way, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And yet they wouldn't allow you to give you extra time or different ways of learning, which broke my heart. Because like I said earlier today, like I'm obsessed with learning, but school kind of killed that love for learning for a while.
Mm.
But the minute I left, it all came back to me because I was learning my way. Yeah. I was obsessed with like reading books or putting podcasts or whatever it might be. I mean, how did you learn? You said you're a curious learner. You love to like just do things.
You know what it is? I don't even like learning to the point where like it's like numbers and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I like learning where like...
Come a little bit closer to the mic.
You know, I like football. So like say for instance, if you was to give me a...
Closer to the mic.
A little bit closer to the mic, just in case.
Oh.
Yeah.
The way that I like learning is like, give me a football and I'll go outside and like, you know, put like a game out for like other kids and show them how to play it.
Like a massive football fan?
Yeah.
See?
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Are you? Wait,
what
was Get out. United fan.
Yeah. Man City, you know.
But that's sick that you love football, right? And sports
in
general.
You support Man City?
Man United.
Man United.
Yeah, United support. How about you?
One.
I'm a hammer.
Are you? That's the worst. Bubbles.
Spurs cannot talk on our team.
I have no choice. It's my dad's fault.
Oh, is it? Or did he force you to support him?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, but talk about learning.
You know what?
Like,
I'm going to take you to an Arsenal game, yeah. And trust me.
Oh,
no.
Arsenal West Ham.
I don't want to part.
Got East London.
No, you have to support Arsenal.
Don't want any part.
How about yourself? What kind of ways did you learn? Like, was it like visually or like listening or like watching videos? What was the best way that you learned?
I mean, I'm a bit better at Kerry than at sitting in a class.
No, everyone's better than me.
Yeah.
She can't sit still for like two minutes. Yeah.
I can, and I'm all right with writing notes down. I can learn, but I guess...
I don't really know
what it is. I think it gets to a point where my head gets too full and I get too frustrated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
but then again, you did last longer in major than all of us in this school.
Mm.
Like, Shannon was here in year 10. That is a big.
But I was very lucky. They gave me a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chances.
Compton reminds me of my school in Egypt, in Islington.
Mm.
It reminds me of like a calm school in that area.
It's a calm zone. It's a calm school, but. It's got its faults, isn't it? Like every other school.
Yeah, every school. No school's perfect. So, what I love to ask all my guests is how they've been, how their mental health was during the whole pandemic situation, lockdown. I mean, how were you guys keeping? Were you guys keeping all right?
She basically lived with me for the whole lockdown.
Did what, sorry?
She basically lived with me for the whole lockdown.
Really? Like, near each other?
No, we just don't leave each other alone.
I mean, when I was at my mum's, she literally used to live 2 minutes down the road from me.
Really?
So, like, she was always around each other's houses during lockdown. Like, when it was, you know, the lockdown rules were, like, you couldn't even go out for dinner.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. I mean, were you guys keeping all right during the whole situation? Like, were you, like, keeping, like, hiccuping like that?
Sorry.
Or you get there,
I couldn't stop yesterday, though, but...
But we're waiting for a podcast.
He got the whole hour and a half. But on a serious note, though, were you guys keeping all right? Though, like, were you like keeping like safe and healthy? Were you guys keeping all right?
I got COVID 8 times.
Don't lie.
I swear to God.
8 times.
No, she got COVID. She got funny story actually. Do I tell them the whole truth?
Oh my God, it's gonna sound weird. Like going back to like
Yeah, basically, we came in. And then she done a COVID test.
Yeah, tell nothing but the truth. Truth only.
Should I tell the truth or should I tell the lie version?
Truth and a remix.
Truth and a remix.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the truth is that I stuck it up Kerry's nose because I didn't want to stick it up my own nose.
Mm-hmm.
So the remix is that we just both had COVID. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. Two truths and a lie. But you figure out which one's true. Yeah. Anyway.
No, she didn't have COVID. I had COVID.
She had COVID, but I had stuck it on my nose. I done a test
for her. What? After you put up her nose, you put up your nose?
No.
Say, like, there you go.
I stuck it up her nose as a joke, not knowing. I didn't know her.
Did you have symptoms? Like, really bad symptoms? Like, coughing and flu?
Yes, are you mad? I was dying.
Yeah, were you? That bad?
Really bad.
And both of our tests came back positive because obviously I'd stuck up her nose.
Yeah.
But I didn't have COVID. I went to the central.
You both never caught it though. No. Like, I was literally standing right next to both of you. And I had a go on your vape. You must have put in your mouth after.
She literally kissed me on the cheek.
Exactly. I kissed her on the cheek.
Wow. And didn't get anything from it.
No. And that was the first day I come back positive, and then my symptoms started coming from that day. So onwards. I would have been contagious.
Wow, so you were really bad then when you had it?
Yeah. So basically, 2 weeks prior to this, I was self-isolating because of my little sister. Her nephew had it. So obviously, she come to my house, and my mum was looking after her while she had COVID. Like, her temperature was high at one point, and she just wasn't well. And then, obviously, I had to self-isolate for 10 days, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Not one symptom, didn't think I had it. I was like, Rube, you definitely never had it, like, nor did your nephew. Like, what the f***? I ain't got it. And then, you're lying. Obviously, I self-isolated. Then I come into school two weeks later, and they done a test on me. They done a COVID test on me, and it come back positive.
Mm. Really?
Literally, the day I come in the school after 2 weeks of isolation, it comes you back positive. I get in the cab on my way home, and my nose starts dripping of like snot.
Yeah.
And then I had a headache, like a really bad headache. Yeah. And that's when all my symptoms started coming. It was so weird.
Wow, that bad.
And
you
know, after school.
Yes, just come back here.
Well.
Oh, Dad, you've got to keep... We should do this after school.
We actually should. We need to buy some of these.
Where do you get these from?
So there's a website called Geared for Music.
These are expensive, though, aren't it? These mics.
These actually, what, it costs, I think, 400 quid, I think.
That's calm for a mic, isn't it?
200 or 400 for 4 mics. 4 headphones.
Gee, that's calm.
It's actually really good, you know. And obviously all the wires as well. But obviously you need a laptop, this thing right here.
Imagine how much money these men make off of YouTube doing. £400 for a microphone, that's nothing compared to...
But you know what? One sec. But you know what? We know like a major YouTube, like...
2 seconds.
Like
just don't look at them.
You know like the Sidemen, whoever they are, like...
PewDiePie. Sidemen, I love them. I love the Sidemen.
We bang Sidemen out.
We love them.
I love Sidemen.
We love them.
But we'll talk about our mental health like, during lockdown and stuff. Were you guys keeping all right though?
Yeah.
In general though. You said you were ill as well though, but yeah.
You know what? It was quite hard for me at first. Because obviously, remember I didn't have a phone at first in lockdown. The first of lockdown, when I first met you, and you was at your dad's.
Yeah.
And you were trying to tear at this point.
Yeah.
And I found it quite hard at first because obviously I didn't have a phone or anything and no shops were open to get my phone fixed.
She had just moved into a new house.
To my new house, no phone, like...
What, near here you lived as well?
Yeah, it was New Barnet.
Oh, New Barnet,
yeah. Yeah, it was local. But it wasn't local to me. It still isn't local to me, like, this area. Remember, I lived in Islington, so imagine I was in a new area, didn't know anybody. Literally, it was quite hard for me at first. But then, obviously, things started easing and I got my phone fixed.
Just ignore them. Just ignore them.
You're naughty!
No, leave the door locked as well. Don't go over there. Leave it locked. Right, leave it locked. But before we go, though, next sort of few minutes, though, any kind of last words you want to say on the podcast? Could have spoken for so much longer.
Oh,
but
should I do my thing?
Yeah, do your thing again, guys.
Stay well, stay blessed, stay safe, and have an amazing weekend, everybody. And yeah,
achieve your dreams.